Good evening and welcome to Mixtape of the Masses. I am Charlotte and...
I'm John.
And we're broadcasting out of Semaphore, the traditional lands of the Kaurna people, down here in South Australia.
In the western suburbs of Adelaide.
And we're the show that brings together, in a democratic way, lots of alternative tunes that the listeners have been choosing.
Beavering away, choosing all week.
Along with us, and we put it all together in a big collective mixtape for your listening pleasure on a Tuesday evening until 10 o'clock. This week's theme, John?
Reptiles, because I trod on a big fat brown snake nearly last week.
I don't think he was fat, was he?
Yeah, he was pretty bloody. He was.
He was long.
Just eating somebody.
Yeah, probably. So thank you very much to David and Emma for the last 2 hours of Trash and Treasure. Just to warn you that there will be some challenging concepts in tonight's music somewhere along the line.
And the occasional swear, probably.
So you warned, but we hope that you're not deterred from staying tuned and listening to the selection of reptilian
boss tunage
that us Mixtape Collective have put together for you.
We're also pumping out of Dublin in Ireland on Radioactive International, just in case you're interested.
And you can join in the fun and frolics by joining our Mixtape of the Masses on WOW FM Facebook page, or give us a call in the studio
on 8449 3007. Stick a 08 in front of that if you're interstate.
And as ever on a Tuesday evening, we are going to kick off the show with three tunes that nobody thought to choose.
Starting off with Poisonous Viper Gang.
Could you sing something
too
for
random.
Us?
Too random. No, that's good.
Could you sing something for us?
Sure. Yes, it's that old black snake sucking my rider's tongue. Yes, it's that old black snake suck in my rider's tongue. I don't want you fooling around my mate. I'm gonna use her. I'm gonna use her. I'm gonna use her for myself. Yeah, you know he stands and he watch me every morning when I go home. Leave home. Yeah, you know he stands and he watch me every morning when I leave home. Yeah, you know I don't want you fooling around my mate. I want to use her for myself. I can't get it now. Let me explain something now. This is not as fast. I just can't get through this microphone. It's too little. I know what they're doing. The thing is, I can't. You know what I mean? I mean, the thing, you know, I mean, I can't get it through there, you know, like what I want to get through there.
Snake bite, she gave me a snake bite. Snake bite, she gave me a snake bite. Snake bite, she gave me a snake bite. A snake bite, she gave me a snake bite. She was a little bit long and a little bit lean. That's the kind of woman make a man feel mean. She was the moon at night, the only light that would ever brighten my life. She was an other man's wife. She was another man's wife. She was an other man's wife. I'm gonna turn his picture to the wall with a little bit of booking, very low. Hang his body on the door with a naked heart and a little bit.
You are listening to Mixtape of the Masses here on 100.5 Wow FM with me, John.
And me, Charlotte.
For the next 2 hours, just under 2 hours now, 1 hour and 50 minutes. There was three songs that nobody suggested on the subject of...
What's
the subject? Snakes, reptiles. Couldn't think of the word.
Not just snakes, but that little bracket was snakes. So we kicked off the show with Poisonous Viper Gang.
With Snake Charmer, which is a win-win. Poisonous Viper Gang.
Vipers, yeah.
Snake Charmer. I was speaking to Doug from that band this very morning. Hope he's listening. If you're listening, Dougie, hello, mate.
Friend of the stars, rich and famous.
Followed by Captain
Nobbing.
That song. It's been driving me nuts. I've played it about 5-10 times over the weekend. It reminds me. I think it's an ABBA song. It reminds me of the vocal line melody. I can't put my finger on what it is.
I'm not getting it myself, I have to say.
You were talking on the phone. You weren't listening, man.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Followed by Captain Beefheart with Black Snake Moan. From live at WBCN.
And then the sensational Alex Harvey Band, Snakebite.
And we were just saying, as that was fading out, how much we'd like a nice pint of Snakebite.
That'd be nice.
For those of you who are from a different cultural background to us, a Snakebite is a pint glass with half cider, half lager. Now, if you're, the cider things that are taking off over here, it won't be long till the Snakebite thing takes off.
Snakebite was there for a reason. It was to dilute the taste of really dodgy scrumpy, you see. So you couldn't taste it properly. You know, the really foul-smelling, tasting stuff that I was brought up drinking in the West Country of England. It had a purpose, you see. Now that we have fancy ciders, you probably wouldn't need it. Although we did have a discussion in the pub on Friday, I think, that you don't get shandy here either.
No.
You don't get shandy.
We did, I think, try to reintroduce snake bites to via Wome Adelaide a few years ago. And there's photos of us actually passed out asleep, unconscious.
It wasn't a good move, if I remember rightly.
It wasn't a good move, no. Goths used to drink snake bite a lot, didn't they?
Yes,
it was the drink of choice for goths.
I just want to say, sensational Alex Harvey Band always go down well when we play them here on Wow FM.
Particularly with Kim the barista in his van up by the tennis courts. Hope you're listening, Kim.
We do hope so. And to all the people, well, not all the people, but the few of you who have logged on to the Facebook page already this evening, remember you can join in the fun and frolics. Mixtape of the Masses on Wow FM is the name of our group. The more the merrier. So big love going out to Nessa Noodle and her juicing ways, her newfound fitness ways, to Lusby, to Jimmy Potato,
Felcher, Donal.
So join the fun, come say hello, let us know you're listening. We are talking reptiles and snakes.
This is the Bombay Royale, suggested by Emma from Trash and Treasure.
and rain for 6 days. She says a girl eats a gun these days, hey, on account of all the rattlesnakes. She looks like human soul in On the Waterfront. She reads Simone de Beauvoir in her American Circumstance. And the never-born child still haunts her as she speeds down the freeway. As she tries her luck with the traffic police out of Baltimore spy, she never finds no trouble. She tries too hard, she's obvious despite herself. She looks like he runs on the waterfront. She says all she needs is therapy. Yeah, all you need is love, is all you need.
I got quite carried away there. I really enjoyed that. That was my pick for the week. Lloyd Cole and the Commotions and Rattlesnakes. Because, of course, it's got a snake in the title. Mm. And we're all about reptiles. We haven't had any other reptiles so far this
evening.
No,
that's true. That's
true. We've only been
enough.
Talking snakes so far. But don't you worry. There are more reptiles to come. Before that...
The Bombay Royale from Melbourne. With Monkey Fight Snake, suggested by Radio's Emma Warnicky.
And did we squish in a bit of Monty Python there as well?
Ah, yes, sorry, yeah, Monty Python, All Things Dull and Ugly, suggested by Mandy, who's in Happy Valley. Nice one, Mandy, but hopefully she's tuned in.
I was kind of lost there, singing along to Lloyd Cole and the Commotions and doing my research so that I could make sure that we gave you a good rundown of the things that we've been going to see this week. A bit we're squishing in a few fringe reviews.
For it is Mad March, so everything is happening in Adelaide at the moment. Even the blooming Clipsal.
You can hear the tiredness in my voice already, and it's not even the 1st of March yet. So how we're going to get through to the end of March, I don't really know, but we will. We're going to struggle through, and we're going to bring you all the best and the worst.
Oh,
and the worst of
we will
of,
be touching
the
on the worst
shows.
A bit later.
So thank you for tuning in. You can talk to us on the Facebook page Mixtape of the Masses on WOW FM. We're blasting out of Semaphore in the western suburbs of Adelaide in South Australia, and
we're also and pumping on the internet via a server in London and being listened to in Dublin.
God, we're so global.
We are, yeah.
Aren't we?
We are.
We're an international
phenomenon. That's what we are. An international phenomenon.
He's John and I'm Charlotte, and we play music and talk about stuff, and people choose alternative tunes on a theme each week and they post them on the Facebook page.
I suggested this one. This is Oscar Brown Jr.
On her way to work one morning down the path alongside the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. The thing she cried, I'll take you in, I'll take care of you. Take me in, tender woman, take me in for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake. She wrapped him up all cozy in a comforter of silk and laid him by the fireside with some honey and some milk. She hurried home from work that night, and soon as she arrived, she found that pretty snake she'd taken in had been revived. Take me in, tender woman, take me in for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake. She clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in by now, you might have died. She stroked his pretty skin again and kissed and held him tight. Instead of saying thanks, the snake gave her a vicious bite. Take me in, tender woman, take me in for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake. I saved you, cried the woman, and you bit me, but why?
Skin had been all frosted with a dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in and I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman. Sighed the snake. Now she wrapped him up all cozy in a coverture of silk, and then laid him by the fireside with some honey and some milk. Now she hurried home from her work that night as soon as she arrived. Now she found that pretty snake she'd taken in had been revived. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman. Sighed the snake. Now she clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in, by now you might have died. Now she stroked his pretty skin again and then kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying
delicious bite. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman. Sad the snake. Even a while, and you know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm gonna die. Oh, shut up, silly woman. Sip at a reptile with a grin. Now you knew darn well I was a snake before you brought me in. Please take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender. Sad the snake. Sad the snake. Take me in, tender woman.
Come on in, you pretty snake.
Snake.
So, two versions of the same song. Two versions of the snake. First of all, my suggestion, Oscar Brown Jr., which I think's the original, obviously the snake, and followed that by Al Wilson, the Northern Soul version, suggested by Welly.
And we'll throw
nice
that
one, Welly,
out to Paul and Julie as well, if they're listening.
I think we had, because they love that record.
They do.
Both of them.
They're always found Northern Soul dancing to that particular track whenever we play it. I can guarantee. So you're listening to Mixtape of the Masses on WOW FM, all about snakes and reptiles and all things.
Did you want to say something about Kid Creole and the Coconuts?
I wasn't going to say it right now, but I can do. Why not?
Seems like a sensible time to do it.
Yeah, okay, because everything's kicking off for Mad March, as we've already said, and things are starting with a free concert in Elder Park on Friday. The concert starts at 8 o'clock. And it goes through till 11, and we're going along to see Kid Creole and the Coconuts. And there's this other dude who's playing with them as well. We were just trying to work out whether we knew him, and I really haven't got a clue. His name's Charles Bradley.
Knew of him.
Yeah.
We don't know
people. Like, personally. Charles Bradley and the Menahan Street Gang are playing as well. They're the openers. And it gets really busy down there, but who can resist going to see Kid Creole and the Coconuts for free? I don't think they're the original Coconuts, I've got to say.
Oh, and there's no Coaty Mundy.
There's no Coaty Mundy,
let's
so
not,
that's going to be wrong.
Let's
yeah.
not pee on the fireworks of the free do in Kid Creole and the Coconuts.
That, to me, is an awesome way to spend a Friday evening. Much better than going and watching racing cars around tracks.
Absolutely.
So we're kind of being anti-Clipsal motor racing, because that takes over the entire city for weeks on end.
It's a very interesting concept. For those of you listening outside Adelaide, having an arts festival and a motor racing festival on at the same time in a small city is very interesting.
And quite bizarre.
Mm.
Why would you do that? I have no idea. But we'll be telling you a bit later on some of the things that we've already managed to squeeze in during in the opening throes of Fringe season. And I'm getting really quite very excited about going to see John Waters next week.
This next suggestion was by Noodle on our reptilian theme. And I'd forgotten how much I love this song and how much I loved this album. So thank you, Noodle. This is PJ Harvey, Long Snake Moan.
Yeah.
100.5 on your FM dial, or streaming however you wish to stream it, or podcasting on radioactiveinternational.org. This is Mixtape of the Masses with me, John.
And me, Charlotte. We're all over the place, all over your airwaves, all over your internet.
Coming in your ears from all directions.
All directions. Mixtape of the Masses, 2 hours every Tuesday. A mixtape of tunes that you suggested on a theme, this week being reptiles.
And so you heard Long Snake Moan by PJ Harvey.
Nice work, nice work, Noodle, for bringing that to our listening pleasure.
And then Jesus and Mary Chain, Snake Driver.
I like your thinking, Donal. Very, very much indeed.
Not a love for that on the Facebook page.
Well, it's nostalgic.
I'm always amazed how much people like the Jesus and Mary Chain, I've got to say.
They go
on. Always meant nothing to me, but you know, there you go. People love them.
But we love them. We love them. And you can't spoil it for us, John.
Wouldn't spoil it for anybody.
Don't bring your negativity around our Jesus and Mary Jane parts. Thank you very much.
Jesus and Mary Jane. I'll say hello to Griff, who's listening over there down there in Kilkenny. And I'll say hello as well, a big shout out.
To Anthony.
I've just said that.
Oh, sorry.
And to...
And to JJ.
To JJ. Anybody else you want to... Anybody else?
All of the Kilkenny Massive.
To Will and Kay, who are listening down there in Henley Beach.
Well, Kay on her way home from work.
We give a lot of shout-outs, I've noticed, people down there, but not many up there, do we?
Well, we're quite north, really, when you think about it, aren't we?
If you're a listener in North Haven or Elizabeth, give us a shout, and we'll give you a shout-out. It'd be nice to say up there in Elizabeth.
A holler up there, up north. We've got plenty more selections for you this evening. Please do say hello on the website. We like on the Facebook page. We like having your company. Mixtape of the Masses on WOW FM, but also the company of all you silent listeners out there who listen lurking in the background. Lurks. We love you too.
Suggested by Dagmar. This is Screaming Jay Hawkins, Alligator Wine.
One to nine. Spit over your left shoulder. You got alligator wine. Alligator wine. Yeah. Your porcupine. It's gonna make you mine. Oh yeah. It's gonna make you mine. Toes freeze. He'll turn your blood into steam. He'll make you cough and sneeze. You gotta scream like an eagle. You're gonna roar like a mountain lion. When you get finished drinking good old alligator wine. Meet me at the stroke of midnight by the swamp down in the wood. I'm gonna make you love me, baby, like you never thought you could. You gotta drink my magic potion, and your bloodshot eyes is gonna shine. Forever to my alligator wine. Alligator wine.
you gonna make your mind. Alligator wine.
Two songs about alligators here on Mix Over the Masses on 100.5 Wow FM.
First up, you heard Screaming Jay Hawkins' Alligator Wine, suggested by Dagmar. And then Jimmy's pick of the week, Alligator Stomp from the Cramps.
Yeah.
And I'm going to throw that one out to Dawn as well. I can't help myself, because hopefully she'll be able to catch up on the podcast. And I know that she loves the Cramps.
She loves the Cramps, doesn't she?
She loves them with a passion. Mm. If she could have been in any band, she would be in the Cramps. I think I would have joined her, actually. I've got a penchant for leopard skin myself.
Who I would have thought you'd have been in the Goombay dance band, myself, both of you.
What are you? What, both of us together?
Yeah, or Boney M. You could have been in Boney M.
That would be cool.
I could have been in the Boney M as well. They're playing the Gov.
Are they?
Soon.
I heard, you know how last week, was it last week we played, no, it would have been a few shows ago we played Gary Newman, our friend's Electric. And then we reviewed a synthesizer music doco last week, and we're talking about Gary Newman. He's coming to Adelaide.
Maybe we just have to say the name of an act and they end up coming to Adelaide.
Oh, part of me would really quite
Scott
like to
Walker.
Go and see it. It'd be Oi so
Palloy.
Funny. Gary, so Gary Newman,
Richard Thompson,
playing at HQ in May. I feel a bit bad now because we were taking the mickey out of his hairpiece last week. And on the posters for the show, he's wearing a top hat. Maybe he heard.
Maybe he's become really self-conscious.
Maybe
all
he
of a
has.
Sudden about his awful wig.
So, you know, talking of us being judgmental and commenting on people, we thought we'd do a bit of a review of some of the shows that we've been to see already in Mad March. Well, in the opening weeks of Fringe, and give a bit of a plug as well to some local comedians. We went to see Next Gen Comedy at the Rhino Room last Thursday. It's on at 6 o'clock in the evenings. It's one of those early 1 hour shows where you just get a little bit of local talent, and we went to see it because we had a reason for going. We didn't just feel magnanimous and think that we'll go and support random people. We did have a reason.
Because it's a funny time to go out to watch comedy, 6 o'clock in the evening. Isn't it?
Straight from work. It was kind of a bit odd. But
which makes it a tough old gig for the comedians.
Oh, absolutely. It would have been hard work because it was a half empty room. No one was drunk. You know, but then you get no horrible hecklers as well, to be fair. So we went because one of the comedians, Marcel DeWitt, was. Used to be a teacher at the local high school at Seton High, and we went along to see his show, and you know where you think, oh no, I hope this is all right. It was absolutely great, very, very funny. And and he's going to be playing at the Producers Bar every Saturday evening through Fringe, so check him out, Marcel DeWitt. And the two other guys who I didn't look up their name, but they're playing in a show called Los Hombres Locos at the Crown and Anchor throughout the festival season. So do take a look. Kind of real sort of surreal, kind of funny stuff, but very, very well done. And you've got to support local young talent.
And then on Friday night, we went to see Vicious Circles, which is a play about Sid Vicious and Nancy Spungen and John Lydon.
It's a play that's won.
Centres on the death of Nancy Spungen.
It's a play that's won Fringe Awards in Montreal. And, you know, our friend suggested us go. We like things that are punk. We thought we'd give it a try. Knew that it might be a bit cheesy. Little did we know.
Absolutely.
How very cheesy.
Stank up the place, didn't it? It was terrible. I'm struggling to think anything positive to say about it. The most positive thing I can say about it is that when Nancy Spungen's whining American accent slipped, she ended up with a whining Australian accent, which sounded just like Pauline Hanson. And that was really good when that happened.
I think that her whining American accent on the whole, though, was quite representative of what she was trying to do. And I think that Johnny Rotten was quite
Johnny
good.
Rotten was the star of the show, really. Was, well, I say star of the show, I use that term. The star was quite good. He did Johnny Rotten very well.
So we've had one good experience.
It was full of cringe. It was a show full of absolute utter cringe, wasn't it?
And we were sat right at the front.
Cringing, oh my.
So it is travelling and it's got lots of good reviews. We're probably the only ones who've given it a stinker of a review.
How do you know, though?
So go and make up your own minds and let us know what you think.
Go see something else.
So we've seen one good one, one bad one so far. That's not bad going, is it? 50-50.
No, first 1 week into the Fringe.
1 week. Mm. And we'll be bringing you lots more news over the next coming weeks, because we know that you can't wait to hear us slagging people off.
And we've got a whole heap of things to go and see over the next couple of weeks as well. This was suggested by Thomas McGillicuddy Reeks. This is Can with Turtles Have Short Legs.
Drambuie with crushed ice.
You're at. I blame the parents, blame the schools. never think. Don't you even care? Is your brain on the blink? Is your brain on the blink, blink? Have you got a brain? I blame the turtles and influence bad. I blame the turtles.
Gotta say, Back to the Planet, I still listen to that song 20 years on and think, what were you thinking? What were you thinking?
Oh, but it was such a jolly tune, and we used to dance around to fields, dance around to it in fields in the mud, and
I used to dance around to Back to the Planet in fields in the mud, but not particularly to that song. I don't ever remember dancing around to that song. I remember dancing to Human Error at London City. All them really good old ska punk songs. But
I love Back to the Planet. That wasn't as bad as their awful cover of Ghost Town, though.
No, and they did re-record that. So that was the version of the demo that they put out, that famous demo cassette that everybody had. It was called Teenage Turtle, suggested by Felcher, I should say, at this juncture. But they re-recorded that when they signed to London Records or some major label or other, and it was just awful, even worse than that. Before that, suggested by Thomas Can with Turtles Have Short Legs, and I'd never heard that before this week, so thank you for that. That's a great tune. I love that.
And there was a lot of love on the Facebook page for that tonight as well. Mixtape of the Masses on WOW FM is the Facebook place to be. I just noticed that we've also had tuned in Plumey. He's trying to get hold of us. And Simon as well, who is currently on his way back from the UK to Sydney.
Is he tuned in on the Facebook page?
Well, he said something on there, so I'm presuming it. So, you know, we really, truly are international.
He hasn't been over in England that long, has he? Good Lord.
It was over there 2 weeks. That's a flying visit, isn't it? So, yeah, what are we doing? Oh, we're doing reptiles tonight, aren't we?
We're doing a bit of weather as well. Bit of weather. It is... I'm looking at the wrong weather page. I need it in big letters. 19.7 degrees Celsius out there at the moment. So it's very autumnal. You probably know that. You notice that. Very autumnal at the moment. 16 degrees overnight. Tomorrow, 24. So,
And there's a little picture of a cloud with some rain.
Now, you told me not to editorialise on the weather this week.
No,
and then
you
editorialise on the little picture next to the weather.
Editorialising is not a problem. It's when you do a commentary of whether it's good or bad.
Isn't that editorialising?
We could get into a semantic argument here, or we could play some tunes.
We could do that while we play a bit of jazz. That's just the thing for a to the background for a semantic argument. Lee Morgan, Sidewinder, suggested by Plumey, who beat me to this one. Bugger. that, and I almost hate to talk over the end of it, is a great ending for a song, for a tune. Herbie Hancock, King Cobra.
That was a bit of a marathon of jazz there, really, wasn't it?
It certainly was.
Donking bracket of jazz. I love Herbie Hancock. So nice work, Will in Henley Beach, for suggesting that one.
Mm.
And before that, Tony Williams.
I've never heard that album before. I forget what the album's called now, but My Point of View is the album. Fantastic. It is absolutely fantastic. You know, one of these jazz albums where they have the list of players on the front, and you just think, my God, that's great. If you're a jazz fan, you don't. If you're not a jazz fan, you just think, oh my God,
how boring.
Yeah. Snake Oil, Tony Williams. Who I'd never heard of Tony Williams for the other week before Will, who suggested that record, lent me an album. But that was suggested by JJ in Kilkenny. Nice one, JJ.
It's a small world, the jazz world, isn't it?
Snake Oil. And before that, Lee Morgan, suggested by Plumey over there in London. The Sidewinder.
I liked that. I dug that one a lot.
Dancy jazz, that's why.
Yeah, I dug it a lot. Thank you, Plumey. So we're talking snakes and reptiles here on Mixtape of the Masses tonight. As ever, our lovely listeners have been picking the tunes and posting them on the Facebook page throughout the week, so that we've come up with this awesome mixtape of tunes that you're not going to hear together in one place ever at all.
Yeah.
That didn't make any sense grammatically, did it?
Don't matter.
I'm Charlotte.
I'm John.
And we do Mixtape of the Masses on 100.5 WOW FM every Tuesday evening from 8 till 10. And we podcast through Radio Active International as well. So you can download us and listen to us again as many times as you want.
At your leisure. And I believe the show might be, if we're all very lucky, going up by about 10 o'clock this evening.
Oh, my goodness. I am in awe of these technical wizards.
Amazing stuff. Nice one, Donal.
It's amazing.
And I'll give a big shout out to Jo as well, because she does a lot of this.
They work very hard
to get us on the air.
They always seem to be working, beavering away to get awesome alternative radio out to the people.
Absolutely.
I think they're amazing.
After you. What were you going to say?
I don't know, really.
We're
going
to talk about films.
On.
It's about time we spoke about some films,
well,
really.
Well, it's about time we spoke, because seeing as we've had like 20 solid minutes of jazz, really. You look scared. What's the matter?
That system's just crashed there.
Oh, dear. Yeah. That's not good. So we gave a rundown of the fringe shows. We often give you a bit of a rundown of what films we've been looking at as well. Started looking at Philip Seymour Hoffman films again, because you just had to revisit all his amazing moments. And
Happiness is one of them. We didn't revisit that this week, but if you've never seen the film Happiness, that's got Philip Seymour Hoffman in. It's brilliant. It is
probably one of the most uncomfortable, most difficult watching films I've ever seen in my life.
Don't take the kids.
It's all about sort of child molestation. It's not nice at all, but very well written and very well acted.
Done in a light-hearted way.
It's such a difficult film
to watch.
It's
very dark, very dark.
This one was Before the Devil Knows You're Dead. We'd never heard of it or seen it before, so we thought we'd give it a watch. It was a Sidney Lumet film, and it was about a bank heist. Philip Seymour Hoffman plays one of the brothers, and him and his brother hold up their family's jewellery shop, and it all has terrible consequences. It was quite hard going, sort of dark, not very.
It was a bit of a Coen Brothers sort of trying to be a Coen Brothers romp,
but without the fun and without the humour.
Yeah.
It just was all the darkness. So, you know, could still appreciate the craft. It was really sad, though, because he was playing a heroin addict, so it was kind of doubly sad. So quite a dark film. But for a bit more lightness, we watched the blockbuster of last year, Gravity.
That was all right, actually.
Yeah, quite liked it.
Didn't expect to like it. Quite liked it, apart from the fact that she should have got ripped to shreds when the first meteor shower went through, or whatever it was, space junk shower. Apart from that, and then when the second one came through, she was very, very lucky indeed to escape two of them.
You don't want to spoil the plot for everybody.
Oh, sorry. Well, obviously she's gonna she's gonna get through to
there's
the end.
There's peril in that space stuff.
No, but they didn't overdo the scenes of peril though, did they?
And you even forgot that it was Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
She wasn't, you know, Sandra Bullocky.
That's because she had a big space helmet on,
I suppose, for half the time. Yeah.
Worth a watch.
Yeah.
Worth a watch.
Very, very beautiful. Very lovely, beautifully shot film. And that's about it. That's all we did this week, is it?
I don't think we did any more films.
I'm getting quite excited about getting home tonight because I've got the very last ever Breaking Bad to watch.
And you're about the only person in the world who
hasn't
seen it.
So
no spoilers on the Facebook page, Mixtape of the Masses on WOW FM. As we push on with the tunes, this is Irish Dave's suggestion, The Upsetters and Prince Jasbo, Croaking Lizard.
Rockers, rockers ain't no crackers. Musical days, real carbon. Same broke ones can't find the goalie bank. I said them broke two skank on the river bank. I said them broke three skank in a water bank. I said them, Lord of mercy. Dolly and them ride and them boom dear and them don't trouble no one business. I said them dolly and them pass and them ride. Lord of mercy. Chibam, United Dread Skank. Chibam, Chibam. Naughty jet scan, the bam bam bam, the naughty jet scan, the bam, the bam. Say who feels it not? Lord of mercy, said a man in man, it's sickle out here, yeah. I said it's sickle out here, tribal war, it's sickle out here. Talk in the blue sky, lock for him, no say it's sickle out here. Lord of mercy. Chibam, 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 bam, bam, the naughty jet scan. Me say them dub it by the goalie bank. Me say them dub it by the river bank. Me say them dub it and them rub it in a boa bank. Me say them gone at all a man. Say who feels it, knows it, y'all. Never heard out, see, yeah. Chibam, chibam, move, yeah. Goodness gracious. Chibam, 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 bam, 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 the naughty dread scan. Chibam, 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 bam, 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 the naughty dread scan. Chibam, bam, one, the naughty dread. Chibam, two, the naughty dread. Bam pan the gully bank. Me say she bab it pan the river bank. Me say she bab it pan the gully bank. Me say she bab it in a boa bank. And the naughty dread gang. No ballad cannot satta when the naughty dread bandwagon out. Do not satta pan the naughty dread bandwagon. Not at all out.
I think it feels good right now. How you think it feels, man?
Man, that's great. What's
it say? Cold-blooded, cold-blooded, hardcore, rough, rugged, rugged and raw. For you bet your York, for you bet York. You got to see to the cold blood, ain't it? Come on, hardcore. We take it high. Yeah, yeah. My little daughter started nursery school. Brother Khan, gotta make our move through silence.
silence and violence with vibrance. The sometimes with rhyme shit is timeless. Mind is a terrible thing to spill. Rap life's like a dream, it seems surreal. A nigga wake up, superstar, with no acres out. Traveling the world to see papers as paper. Streets take ya, back and forth like a shaker. I'm a slave to the rhythms, breaking off. I get the job done, but some days I wanna take off. D be like, we ain't got no time for that. Questlove said, we ain't got no time for that. My old bird like, we ain't got no time for that. So I rhyme with my back hurts. Play the numbers for my grandmother like craft work. I rock the patchwork fast. I'm into win, but then begin to sin. We're in the wind with hands and hide a kiss. Reach for each to greet the meek with speech to seek and beat. Cause beat, shit gets deep. I reek styles that come out at night when most cats pull the gun out. Go on and to the break of when the sun run out. Run out, yeah, run out. Yeah, come on. Yeah, hit 'em with the mic. Come on, hey, for you red dog, for you red dog. Come on, cold blood, yeah, blood. Come on, hardcore. Hey, yo, yo, I think I wanna taste some charm. Get taste of your own. Come on, cold blood, cold blood, yeah, hardcore. Hey, yeah, baby, that's what I'm talking about. Just come on. D-Stars Mitch as a intense MC, sent to be the rain on the industry. I came with penitentiary talk, coke at a Hennessy walk. My image talk, metaphors and simile stalk. Time of war, my artillery cost the hardest nigga. I'm killing them soft, dealing with golf, getting blowed on the course. I be dissing magazines, but then by the source, can't explain why the force is with me. Known to bring a rapper down like Bobby did Witness. Sophisticated sissy strut like this is B Street with backpacks. Bragging how they don't eat meat in abstract. I back smacking with the skateboard, flee the crime scene with a rhyme scheme to escape frauds. Make broads become queens, run things like a roster sprinter. The way you mark the game of rebuff like henna, I remain like a tattoo with natural raps. Copy like facts, that's all actual facts. Battle raps, where again, I'm ended wherever I land. I thought of master. Let go. Yeah, come on. You know, hardcore. Ain't it? Come on. Yeah, for you and your dog, for you and your dog, you got to see to the. Come on, cold blood, come on, cold blooded, hardcore, rugged, rugged, rugged and raw. For you and your dog, for you and your dog, you got to see to the. Yeah, hey, Mac Nasty, yo, yo, come on, rugged, rugged, rugged and raw. Ain't it, for you and your dog, you got to see to the. Come on, hardcore, rugged, rugged. Rugged and raw, but you bet your if you took self, my God, my fuss.
Seven of Masses, 100.5 WOW FM with me, John Hersharlotte, where you are listening to tunes all about reptiles this evening. And you just heard...
Common from Cold Blooded, suggested by Craig in Hallett Cove.
Always does a good suggestion, a good levels peaking through the ceiling suggestion.
Always.
Every bloody week.
Blows the speakers, guaranteed. And Craig, who is...
King of the brown note.
Is on a Thursday, 6 till 8.
Out of tune.
And he's probably also getting ready for the... Oh, it's gone. The festival that we're going to next weekend.
Unsound
Festival. Mm. So check that out as part of Adelaide Festival Electronic Music. And before that...
The Upsetters and Prince Jazzbo. Croaking Lizard.
Brought to us by Lusby. Thank you so much for that. I was digging that a lot as well. I was dancing to that in my chair.
We're swiftly moving up to quarter to ten.
Can you believe it? Just wanted to mention the Port Rocks event on Sunday over in Port Adelaide. Well done to everybody who made it such a stunning and glamorous event with Rockabilly ringing throughout the pubs of Port Adelaide, and it was really lovely round by the lighthouse and everything, lots of stalls and live music and stuff. So well done, Deb, for pulling all that together, and all those lovely cars, all, you know, those 50s cars doing their thing. And hello's going out to Suze, who's listening in Exeter with Nelly.
Music.
Everything I see is a lie. You know, when I told you that I would never lie, well, that was the first time. Take all the pleasures that you seek. May your heart be full and still be bleak. Cold and alone, heart is still.
like to fuck when there is no one home. Beauty and fame are meaningless besides the ability to kill with a look in your eye. But I defy you to see through me. Nothing is all that you will see. Cats, sex, and Nazis. That's why they call me Mr. Happy. But I lied when I said that honesty was dead. I really believe all the things I say to you. It's just that none of them are true. Zombies eat human flesh. Which part do you like the best? I like the heart the best. You, it's because my love is true. Oh, because my feelings are a lie. And we live just to suffer and die. I'll put a guarantee on all the beauty that I see. The fairest, the best, the first of the best. All those whose souls are the ugliest, hopelessly lost in their bitterness. Love me, and you shall be free. Way. I did yesterday, but not today. Cats, sex, and Nazis. That's why they call me Mr. Happy. Are you a believer? Well, I'm a deceiver. But I lied when I said that honesty was dead. I really believe all the things I say to you. It's just that none of them are true. What about you? What will you do when the sound of my voice touches you? When you hear me say, this is true, and the sound of my voice touches you. This is true. This is true. The sound of my voice touches you. This is true. This is true. The sound of my voice touches you. This is true. This is true. This is true. This is true! Cats, sex, and Nazis! That's what they call me, Mr. Happy! Why do I keep saying this over and over all the time? Because it rhymes more and more. Who do you want to hear now? A love song? Are you in love? Is it politically correct? Or are you just another fucking reject? they call me Mr. Happy?
No.
Has anyone heard a rumor, seen something on the TV, maybe 60 Minutes? Dan Rather mentioned it, I think, one time. As to why they call me Mr. Happy!
I must have missed it. No.
But I've come to work and I brought my lunch. You mean no one has a clue, no one knows the reason behind my appellation of Mr. Happy?
No one knows.
I don't think
here.
So, Rob.
Well, I'll tell you!
Okay.
It's because I'm so fucking smart.
We were just saying while that was playing here, that must be our most played song on this show over the years.
Yeah, if you got all of our shows and we did some kind of data analysis on it, that would be at the top.
Or even just look down the list.
Maybe.
And count with them.
Mixtape with the Masses on 100.5, Wow FM, blasting out of Semaphore in South Australia and on Radioactive International. Talking about snakes and David G. Inspired choice, Cat Sets and Nasties from No Means No. I spy with my lizard eye.
Before that, Static X, suggested by Woody in Blackburn, Reptile. And have you got anything you need to say?
I do. I just needed to quickly remind people that the march in March is coming up on Sunday, the 16th of March, 12 till 2. I like the fact that it's basically a protest against everything about the current government. We can't even afford to have single issue marches anymore because everything's gone so horribly wrong. It's 12 till 2. We'll be mentioning it again next week. Sunday, 16th of March, though. Put it in your diary.
Tell you what. If that's going to turn into a revolution, it's got its best chance of happening in March, because March is when everything happens. Rest of the
that's
year,
true.
Either too hot or too cold.
I think we should do it when we're a bit more bored, though, you know?
We'll be back after this, our final Reptile song, when we will tell you what next week is all about.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. When I asked her what's the matter, this is what I heard her say. See you later, alligator, after wild crocodile. See you later, alligator, after wild crocodile. What you told me, it nearly made me lose my head. When I thought of what you told me, it nearly made me lose my head. But the next time that I saw her, I remind her what you said. See you later, alligator, after a while, crocodile. See you later, alligator, after a while, crocodile. You clap my style. She said, I'm sorry, pretty dad. You know my love is just for you. She said, I'm sorry, pretty dad. Baby, I know you meant it just to play, but you know you really hurt me, and this is what I have to say. See you later, alligator, after a while, crocodile. See you later, alligator, after a while, crocodile. Can't you see you?
master.
And that's the end of the Reptile songs for this week, so thank you very much for your suggestions.
Who put that in?
Me, Bobby Charles, the original version of See You Later, Alligator.
I can't believe nobody else thought of that. That is
they might
crazy.
Have thought of it. They didn't put it up there.
Crazy business. There. Who would have known that there were so many diverse and plentiful tunes about reptiles? But thank you for that.
The mixtape of the masses, massive. That's hard to say. New. Anyway, that brings us to the end of that show. And just to talk a little bit about last week, last Tuesday, the world of punk lost Protag, bass player extraordinaire and former member of Alternative TV, Blythe Power, Zounds, Instant Automatons, and he was ever such a nice bloke. We played with him a lot with Protag, with Blythe Power a lot when Protag was bass player.
You know, we're as a bunch of crusty old middle-aged punks, we're at that age where we get this kind of news all too often. But I think this one, like, really sort of hit us particularly heavily because he was such a nice bloke. And when you're touring around in bands, you meet an absolute load of lovely people and an absolute load of idiots. And Protag was one of the really, really good guys. So it got us on a bit of a tip of reminiscing and playing the best of folk punk. And so we thought we would dedicate next week's show to
the genre of folk punk, punk folk, whichever way round you want it. Not punk, not folk, punk folk or folk punk.
For poke.
Only. And to play us out, to finish off this evening, we can't think of anything better than a bit of Blythe Power.
As ever, suggestions by Friday evening, Saturday morning, Adelaide Central Time. Are we going to limit the suggestions this week?
No, just stick them in and we'll
stick them in, but we might not have that much time because it's busy time. But please post your links, Facebook page, Mixtape of the Masses on WOW FM, and make sure you tune in next Tuesday and spread the word about the podcast, radioactiveinternational.org.
Protag, rest in peace.
Some are on the make. Some are not content with a slice. They want the whole of the cake. There's the greedy and the malcontent, the weak and there's the strong. We don't entertain the thought we could ever do anything wrong. She understands bingo as well. Is he ever gonna turn things away? Is he ever gonna learn that he's never gonna pay? He's gonna be turning. Tears of bitter rage. And it crawls in spiral scrolls across an empty page, where once a year of inspiration could be written in a day. But what's the point in writing when you've nothing more to say? Is he on his finger with will? Is he ever gonna turn space away? Is he ever gonna learn that he's never gonna pay? He's gonna be turning round. Turning round in circles forever and a day.
gonna die.